College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curious if you're listening, did you do dry January? Did you make it? Today's January 31st, 314-531-9898. Anyone out there listening that did dry January, how was it? How many times did you want to drink? Anyone that tried dry January and pulled the Hannah when she did 75 hard and just flopped on it and said, nah, it was a tough month. I cracked open a cold one. Well, how'd you do? 314-531-9898. Maybe you're like one of the only people I know doing dry January. I've known people that have done it in the past.
All my friends were doing it too,
really?
Actually, yeah.
Everyone said, screw it, I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah, you're literally the only person I know this year. Usually there's like a lot of people posting about it, but I think everybody's like given up.
Everyone said it was an election year or whatever.
I need January.
It's been so cold in the snow. I don't know, but AB, like the only person I know that was going through it. Did you make it?
You tell me if I made it.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
So my best friend got engaged this month, and so I had a few sips of champagne like at her toast. So I don't know whether or not that counts. In my mind,
What do they call them? The flutes? Is that what they put champagne in?
Yeah, I drank like half a flute.
Half? I don't know. How many sips is a whole flute?
Like six.
I don't know.
I think if you ingest alcohol,
it's a fail. That's what I did. I failed 75 hard for having three sips of a neutral.
That's why you do 75 soft. There's no fail in that. No fail at all.
It's literally impossible to fail. Exactly.
You did dry. You did a semi-wet January.
This is the thing, though.
I thought about
before the engagement because I knew she would get on the party bus where me and some other friends were, and that we were going to have champagne and we were going to like toast and celebrate and stuff. And I considered, because I knew my best friend actually was also doing dry January, who got engaged.
Did she just slam that champagne or what?
She drank the champagne, as she should.
Good.
But I considered like, oh, do I get like, you know, a non-alcoholic champagne to bring on the bus?
And then I was like,
I'm not going to be that person. That's so annoying. And so I was like, no, I'm just going to have a few sips of the champagne, whatever.
I don't think you failed. So I could be wrong. I've never done dry January, although I don't know how much I drink in January. I don't know. Life's been crazy. It's a long January. I've never done dry January. But for me, why did you decide to do dry January? Because I feel like people do a dry January because holidays, you're usually meeting up with people, a lot of cocktails, a lot of drinks. You're eating like a lot. And you're just like, you just want a hardcore reset. And I feel like that doesn't get in the way of the hardcore reset of like alcohol.
Yeah.
Using alcohol as a way of social bonding. Using alcohol as a way of coping for stress. Like things like that. That's what I feel like dry January is for. And so if you accomplish that, I feel like you didn't fail.
I just don't drink that often anyway, so it's not really that hard for me to do dry January.
Oh, yeah, then you failed because you don't even drink that hard.
So I was kind of like, why wouldn't I do this?
You probably drank more in January than you did in
January. Taking those three sips, actually, now that I thought about it.
You're not wrong, yeah.
Now that I think about it, you did fail since you brought up. Okay, did anyone else, first off, you can jump in and if you think if AB failed or not when she took three sips out of the flute, which is a half a flute, by the way, guys, of champagne. And did you try dry January? Did you love it? Are you going to continue to not drink? I know some people that decide to do like dry January and then like really change their relationship with alcohol, like either never drink, completely sober, whatever. Just curious about your journey. 314-531-9898. Did you have situations pop up in the month of January where you were faced with a decision to have to make? I'm like, am I supposed to drink or not? Like AB or not? And how did you handle the situation? Take your calls on Y98 St. Louis. This is the last day of January and it's felt like the longest month ever. Anyone out there that's doing dry January, cannot wait for tomorrow. I'm going to go open drink. Like, thank God. Or you just did it. And what was your journey like? 314-531-9898. Maybe you failed. Maybe you're like, times are tough. Needed a shot of whiskey at the end of the day, whatever the reason is. We all have those moments. AB had done dry January, mm-hmm. and we can't decide if she actually was successful.
The room's kind of split because I didn't drink other than like three sips of champagne at my best friend's engagement party.
Right, and I don't think that counts.
I'm thinking it doesn't count.
I don't think it counts because most people who do dry January do it because they're trying to change their or curb down their drinking. And I say that because my sister has done dry January for years.
Oh, really?
And this year was like, you know what? I'm not just going to do dry January. I'm going to try dry January, dry February, dry March. I just kind of, she just goes, I just want to kind of, you know, curtail my drinking. I just want to kind of get back to a way where I don't feel like I'm reaching out more to alcohol than I should.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't think it's an issue. I think if you had, you know, I mean, You drank that because you didn't want to make yourself look like the person who's I'm doing dry January.
Yeah, but why sip number two and three though? Toast sip one.
You don't know how many toasts there were in that bus.
Okay, but still,
you were toasting everything.
Yeah, that's funny.
AB, wasn't the point of dry January for you not to drink for the month? Correct.
Yeah.
Well, this is like an odd trial. Like,
I drank. So then you failed.
Damn. I think it counted.
You would rather have me even pick me in the bus and make it all about me?
I love sparkling grape juice, so I would have said that with you. I would like that.
Can you imagine, like, showing up on the party bus and everyone's got bottles of champagne?
I also love sparkling grape juice.
And you got the sparkling
grape juice.
So you
really just missed out on that.
I'm here for the party, guys. I think it's interesting when people do the dry January and they could turn it into, like, month after month after month. That's pretty cool, too. Guys, no matter what, we all can drink tomorrow. It's February 1st. Hell yeah. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.